Just on the corporations, or?
I'm not sure if holding stock is a requirement. I do know that you had to be residing, if I'm not mistaken, on that land by 1971, or have used that land, be it for your fish camp or a hunting cabin or berry picking, some subsistence activity.
Ever since I can recall, some of these lands that we've used as resourceful locations, we've used them since before the state of Alaska even was existed.
But Mr. Fleurant is saying that under the Native Allotment Act, you had to file your application before January 1st, 1972, was it?
Yeah, December 18th, 71.
Before December 18th, 71. By and if you didn't file then, it's too late now. That's what ANCSA says.
By then, when those dates became came to pass, majority of us were in school and we weren't able to get any understanding or anything because we were sent out. Our parents signed us away to go to federal boarding school, and I was relocated down to Oregon to go to school, and I finally got out of school in 71, and I was into college from there.
Well, I think you had to be 18 to file for an allotment, didn't you, Mr. Fleurant?
You have to be 18 to receive it. As far as filing, and this is something that constantly comes up at some of the hearings, is you have to have used the land independently, say, of your family, for use in the well-being of your family or for yourself. There are interior cases, Department of Interior cases, which say that anywhere between the years of 8 years old and I think it's 13, 14, 15, or 16, it's arguable that you could have been using the land on your own. They will generally accept that type of case for a hearing, and that will allow the applicant to argue, yes, at 8 years old, I was using the land on my own. This is the traditional way, and it's acknowledged by most people. Anything under 8 years of age, the Department of Interior generally has held the opinion that you could not have been using it independently of your parents. And they argue that the use necessary to prove up an allotment claim must be your own use, and not the use of your parents.
Some of the land that I make use of, sometimes I go and reach it by backpacking. Sometimes I backpack 65 miles just to get to that location, just for reasonable relaxation and enjoyment. Sometimes I get off at a certain place where it's landable by air and just backpack from there, with traveling accessible by foot.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, for an allotment, you would have had to have applied at the time. I believe you said you were in high school, and you perhaps could have applied if you were 13 or 14 and you had used a particular area.
I was well over 18 when I got out of school, and I was not educated or well informed about this Land Claim Settlement Act deal.
Yeah, as I noted earlier, a lot of people were not informed about the Allotment Act, and it was only between approximately 1969 and towards the end 1971 that BIA and RuralCAP made a concerted effort to go out and educate Alaska Natives, to give them the forms, to help them fill them out. There is no question that in that process they missed a lot of people. As Mayor Brower indicated last night, there are a lot of people in the service during that period of time who, by no fault of their own, were out of state and were not around when this mass education about allotments was going on in this mass application period. So it is unfortunate, it's extremely unfortunate that there wasn't a greater amount of education about the ability of Alaska Natives to apply for the land. And it's also unfortunate that there wasn't enough time for BIA to get around and canvass more communities a lot more thoroughly. And again, that's why I believe they included the 14C reconveyance provision within the Claims Settlement Act is to make up for repealing the Allotment Act. They still wanted to include a way for Alaska Natives to get title to their subsistence areas. But in discussing it with some of the gentlemen who were here earlier before we went on record, a lot of these subsistence areas lie outside the village corporation lands. Most of them, some of them are on regional corporation lands, and I'm not aware of a provision in AXA where the regional corporation is required to acknowledge those subsistence areas as the village corporation is. If I am misstating this, I hope to be corrected, but that's the way I read it.
In other words, even if I file for one and present it, would they just look at it and just file it away, or just put it down in discriminatory statuses and just leave me out of some of the land that I would like to get a hold of?
Are you talking about filing for an allotment or filing under the 14C reconveyance?
That maybe on the reconveyance's purpose.
Okay. Well, actually, as I understand it, I believe the the Village Corporation here in Barrow is accepting applications for 14C lands. I have seen advertisements in the Anchorage papers. They are, correct?
Yes. They're still open until September.
Okay. I've been informed that the application process is open until September. So I would suggest you contact that office and find out what they are setting as their requirements and how to go about applying for those lands. And again, that's just within the areas selected or conveyed to the village corporation. That does not include lands that are currently conveyed to the
village. They wouldn't accept anything if it's outside the village corporation conveyances?
No, because since the village corporation doesn't own it, they
right.
can't convey it to you.
What if it's within the boundaries of the municipal government?
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with that type of conflict. I'm not familiar with.
Okay. Well, I think Mr. Ron Brower is in charge of land for the Village Corporation, and I think he'll probably be coming here again later. He said he would. He's at the Elders Conference now, but I think he may very well be over later or this
evening. All right. I'll talk to the right person. Thank you very much.
But I think you should understand, so there's no... that you can't... Unless you filed for a native allotment by December 18, 1971, you can't get one, period. That's what ANCSA said, and
that's what ANCSA said. That's what they told people anyway.
Yeah, well, that's what the ANCSA law says.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. If any of you gentlemen would like to ask questions, please do. Yes.
Over there, sir. You come around to this side.
I'm a new player. New player, old man. You want to start?
Yeah.
New player. Yeah, you couldn't stand.
Could you give us your name?
Yeah. My name is Claire Crowder, from Wainwright. I've been born at Wainwright. Mm-hmm. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I came around 1958 by the tag team. My tag team.
Mm-hmm.
No skido. Just my tag team and my care, everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. While I was here, Well, I was there 1958. I tried to get allotment. From I didn't go see the mayor, late mayor, Eben Hobson. I tried to get from Beasley, Aiken, and one woman, I don't know who, I think Annie Levitt, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that Wesley Aiken, you old man, you've been born at Wainwright. I tried to get from Atkasuk, no, you old man, you're from Wainwright. That's all he answered me. Now, I got no lot right now. I need lot. I came around 1958 from Wainwright. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you give me a question? I'm going to ask you.
I'll try.
Why? I'm old man, long time old man. My father, Mr. Krause, my mom, Katalaura, from North Ash. My father from Utuka. He got a right here, Tuta, right here. Tuta, mm-hmm. Long time old man. Now, right now, they won't give me a lot, I mean, allotment. Why?
Well, they repealed the act.
Yeah.
Dave, make sure you're speaking.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. I got URC, I go after it, URC. Those little poor URC,
mm-hmm.
I go after it. They give me, what you call that, appointment. Yeah, appointment. I write it already.
Okay, so you have an appointment with UIC to discuss your lot?
New lot, yeah. UIC.
Okay. Again, it seems like we're running into the confusion between, and I think it's quite reasonable why there is this confusion between the 14C lands and the native allotment lands, and in some instances, the town site lots that you got from the town site trustee. If you were looking to get an allotment back in 1958 or whenever, you certainly had a right to. Why they didn't give you the forms, whether or not they had the forms, I don't know. And that's, again, one of the unfortunate things about the allotment program is that people didn't have access to the information and materials they needed. What you've been telling me, it sounds like that they're going to help you with a 14C, get your lot through the 14C reconveyance from the Village Corporation. And someone might be here later on to discuss that aspect of the program. So there is still a chance that you could get some land, but it won't fall underneath the Native Allotment Act. I'm not sure if I answered your question.
Got Mr. Florent here from Alaska Legal Services to talk about allotments, because allotments keeps coming up, and
there's a great deal of confusion between all the types of land entry programs that have been available to Alaska Natives, and it seems like they were all advertised essentially at the same time, and they have different requirements attached to them. I'm not sure if I've answered your question fully. If I haven't, perhaps you could ask me one.
Where I'm going to find allotment? Where? UIC or?
It would be
North Slope Corporation.
Not through North Slope. It would be through your own village corporation.
Yeah, my own village corporation, from Wainwright, Tukak, Finlay, Aktovik.
Right now, it seems like for your lot, it would be through the your own village corporation.
You might...
All right.
You might get some land from your village corporation, but you can't get a 160-acre allotment unless you filed for an allotment by December 18th, 1971.
1897?
No, 1971.
1971.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, we didn't make it this confusing. That's just the way it is.
I've been up there to ask the way. Allotment. I use.
Oh, Joyce Tookley?
Yeah, allotment.
Uh-huh.
Right in the corner. Just a little house. Small house.
Yours or Joe Ash's? Yours?
My own house.
I'm not really familiar with Joe Ash Tookley's claim, but...
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Well, carry on.
We have a question up here, I think.
Question, sir?
Alin Tamanita.
Is there an interpreter back there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they're calling through the radio. They're saying that you need interpreter.
I'd like to let you.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm Warner Swift. Wainwright from Wainwright. What is it? Nuran nani ga loktima tabani isma sukluma angune ani ani nunami nunamun ayulu lungare angune akama ilanne amunga sa utkaya unni angune akama pani ayulu manga takko lona gami angune akama kravi kilonu
Could we just stop for a second?
We're not getting a translation.
So we better... we'll just... abandon the machine.
Mr. Berger, I think there's a misunderstanding here. I keep hearing people wanting to get native allotments. And I also keep hearing that the attorney is explaining what a native allotment is. But the simple fact is, our native allotments are dead. And the people here need to understand the native allotment issue is already dead. Yep. What you want to find out is what happened. What has happened while it was open, and what has happened now after it is closed. These people have got to understand that the native allotment issue is dead. There's one big problem. These people want to make sure that they are heard. They never got a chance to get a native allotment. There seems to be a real big misunderstanding between the people that are revealing a native allotment. That reveal has got to be understood by these people here. They want to see if they can get a native allotment. They don't care about what has happened in the past.
Well, I've told everybody about three times this afternoon that you can't get in a native allotment today. You're quite right in saying native allotments are dead unless you filed an application by December 18th, 1971.
Could I take that? I'd like to answer your question. I think what you're doing is you're grouping two issues. You're right in saying that for those who haven't applied, the native allotment issue is dead. You don't stand a chance for a native allotment now. You cannot get a native allotment now. If you haven't applied, you won't get a native allotment. However, that's half the problem. The other problem are these people who've been waiting for decades to get their land. They file back in 1971 or 1965, and they don't know what's going on. They're not even sure what happened when they applied for their land. No one ever told them. So what I'm trying to do now is, one, tell people that you cannot get an allotment now, but explain to those who have applied what is going on, what they have done, what BLM is doing now, and where their claims presently are. I think that's as important as telling people that they can't apply now.
Well, that's the misunderstanding. See, that's the misunderstanding now, is what you are trying to do now. They're thinking now, hey, wait a minute, maybe we can keep the native allotment. That's the first thing that I've heard from one of these people here. When they ask me, this reveal is misunderstanding to a lot of these people that, hey, maybe I can get
get my thing
resolved where I haven't been able to for the last 10 years.
Exactly, and I think that is
I think if you let him finish your
Okay, well, I'm glad you raised that. I'm saying this again, so there's no misunderstanding, that we're not here to revive native allotments. We can't do that. Native allotments are dead. But I want to find out how people feel about the termination of the native allotment program, what happened to their applications filed before 1971, the delays, because that's part of ANCSA, that's part of land claims. And it's something that comes up at every meeting, and I thought this was a good time to have a discussion. But maybe, sir, if we've got this equipment working again, you could carry on with your question.
Asi kasiya lok ta tuwa katiya nuna kraw mo yan mga isuga ni tungo pumapak yung silangan tap mga
never
Sat
Tabra kapsini sa mukil ukil lat kalwa kapta. Imasini kalwa ako na kami kaya tam na alad mat sa community ting. Itektok itiligit yok sama alad mat itkotiyak siligit kat 1982 million ni sa mga tamad. Sa mga kanayin niya kayo, ako po pinakami. Imago, alahan matkak, alahan matkangalwat. Kaya man eh, nalaw na yak singalwat, alahan magsamingnik. Inyupin, ang unay ako kayo nagsamingnik. Imago, nalaw na yak yak niya kahit. Nalaw na yak, napay niya yak tuwal ko kayo ma. Saka na kayak siligit yun. Kisa yung matayang matamani, matusakti takalwa kami. Mani, utkaya ko yung ubon ni Eure nga nito sa kanak titakalawa kami, mago, nalunayak si Jakal lalo, alat man, mingnik inyuit. Ang unaya ko yung mingnik. Kisa yung masi, tikit pa atikot, mago, tayo ka atikot, tawala, kapsiyo blu, tasama, inyuit. Tatpika ni, at kasong me. At kasong, kanakayo lang ano, tamani, abagaw lang ano, sama, kung me. Inyuit. Kapsiyo tayo niya ikulugot sa mga alaan man mo tamat ko napakotilyane ha kahit tabura tatkim niya inaurak po nutim ima nalunay nga na at usasaklungalo ay matay man eh alaan magsap may ginipit kumatik nalunay lang nga na tatkim niya itkilak. Tapura tatkibong ako nga sa mahe, tatkiba nili, dalaw na yaksi nga doon nga, inilakat, imatay man eh, alahan magsamtinit, dalaw na yaksi kung kangam matiyot, kamali tatkim niya, napakot siya nga yaksi maikot. Tapura tingin mo, tapura tamara, tamat ko nga napakot siya kasi ikaw rakto sa mapingasunik, 160 acre lanik sa mainuit. Piksangin niya, tabura ni, nalaw na yaksilyak tuot. Tabura ni, itkilip. Sa nakawalangan ni, sama, sila lagay kayo ni, kung me. Kasi ataw si kagalahan, alat man. Tuwa ka tim nung tam na, ima, nalaw na yung anakat, tatpane, kikiktak tulumi, tam na, magpirami in neksok. Inilakad, nalunayak siya sa kakatakamata. Kaya man eh, at siya nga neksok. Tapos mo nga, kiyaktakturo mo. Tuwa ka tiga, alahan magsa nga neksok. Kiyaktakturo mo. Tapos tatpik yung waklutalo, kiyaktakturo mo klutalo, tatpik ka. Napakutak, tatpik niya. Sama, tautukusok na ka. Ay, tautukusok na kin. Tatpik ko, igilurak pa sama. Tapos na sa nakaulang ani, sama, sunling nga ani, isang miwa naga, isang miwa tila nga, kang eksingayit ka, sama iso nilyo ni itong naktoksong na mong inyakpan, takin mo naga, kailan mong inyakpan, kukurak tam na, sama taputi nga ka, napakutaw raktabura, sa nakaulang ani, ito, naparoktaw tuusong na. Sama tam na, apek ko sila niya kaya, tap ko nga, inyong alat man nga nun, inyuk igilumik na painganak pan. Kano kunya ka maganaga ka awlat kungit parang tamaw na uniw lagalugo, uniw laksin niya kalugo, uniw lawlat laksin niya kalugo. Sabayak niya kat. Tam na pekusira niya kay kasama. Sabayin lang niya ka magan, tam na igilo. Inyo, ilingan nga, alan man nga nun. Iliwan na inak pa, naga ka sabayin nga ito kagalan. Isa mahalo na ito. Sabay ako parang kasi yun, ikpunyak to. Uwa, ilumit pinigin ako pag. Sabay ako parang kasi yun, ito sama, sumlaksok pa na yung tilanga. Sama, isa kami yung tilanga, isa kami yung silanga. Isa kami yung ito, may awlan nga ito po na kuro. Uwa kung man na, nung nagpot, una, ot kaya kapit. Ang una yung kapit po, inyo pet, uwa kot, Inyupaya gubluta, ang unaya kapikpot. Ilokata, ang unaya kapikiblugo, inyuk uwanga alat mak nga iyon ulo na isagalo na niksik sokaya kaluak pat kubrak tokaya kaluak pasunaya kaluak matututsakaya kaluak pat suwang niya ngit tiga inyuk piyawuk pa inyuk piyakatiga ki uwanga nunagay buluko angunaya kami buluko suwang niya ngit tiga agarat kuya naksin niya kaniya kaya ari nga tuturuan ka naksiti tabula ni iyon ni tutut ako minyak siligin niya reptikot. Inyupaya ko po luta. Nike, wapting na ako luko. Atong itip po. Siya ko po. Iye. Tapura. Tapura. Nike siwagik po. Inyupaya ko po luta. Tayo nali. Isumakakto nga. Alaan man mo. Alaan man nga iliwapya ka luko. Tutut ka lak. Pananyo. Tutut ka lak. Pasiwag niya niya. Ari nga kuya naak. Tutut ako minyak siligin niya reptikot. Nutak to ko minyak sa ligin niya ko, inak sa niya kaniya kaya. Awa, tap to mo nga, si Bisuroy mo ka kaniya ngit yung tap to mo nga, peksilyak sa niya to nga, alaan man nakatam na peksilyak sa niya kalugo. Alaan man nga, tuwa kan kanako niya kila nga sa ma, kiyo niya ako na kan nga tap to mo nga, ilisi marawat. Kakugo, kakugo sa ma. Ako pag nireungit yung mga. Yung naaktilam ni Tapto mo nga. Tapto mo nga. Alaan man ma. Ni Tomik Iglo mag Tapto mo nga. Nireungit yung ako pag. Sabay akpalugin magkisiyan. Sabay nga ito. Napakotsak sinya nga kay Tamar. Yeah, kuya nakpag. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Are you looking for an answer to the question?
No.
Okay. I'll probably get him a set so it can be translated. Yes, I will. Okay, I'll have to ask you a question or two first. Is awkward. So that you mentioned that they have done a field exam on your land. Did someone come out from BLM and look at your land with you?
Yeah.
Was your cabin constructed at that time?
Kamu nak tua katik mak, ramai dengan itu tamu nak perlu aku kau sekali lah inyum ini luar tamu lah. Bukan lah sekali lah tamu nak kau sekali lah.
It was someone else's house on your wife's native allotment? Okay.
Eh, tam negro. Napakamirak tanga tapurunga.
Okay. In a situation like that, you should contact BIA. Because that land is your wife's, and someone else should not have built a cabin on that land. It's possible that someone, the person who built the cabin, might not know that their cabin is on her land. If you could find that person and let them know that it's on your wife's allotment, that might resolve the problem.
Sama tamna iglurak. Tamna kimut piti langa dulu si Maria. Sama tam na inyuk tap tu mga igilumik tapurong ilisiroak. Apa kaniya si taman na napakota napakot napaninga roak. Tap tu maalan man mga alan man nga tanulya ka ma napaninga roak taman na tautungan magan. Apa kaniya si agaran survey ngai cuk
okay I don't see it as affecting your wife's claim I guess is the best answer I can give you if it was built after your wife filed her claim that then it should not affect the chances of your wife getting her land. They'll probably just have to move the cabin yeah. after the allotment is approved. That doesn't mean it's approved yet, though. You'll get something from We can check this out for you.
Yeah. Tapi tak mana pek kusi kasih kulo ubung a kaki si dia ka. Okay. Okay. Tabra. Tap to me up. Okay, I'm going to knock tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Walter.
Well, do you want to carry on with your presentation?
Sure. I think you can just carry that along with you.
My name is Walter.
My name is Dave
Walter. Apik. Atkasuk.
Okay. What I can do is take your name afterwards and your wife's name and then... Okay. Well, if I recall, I was kind of going through...
Another question, I think.
Oh, sorry.
Could we have your name, sir?
I speak English all right, but I'd rather speak an Eskimo to translate by Eileen.
That's fine.
So you might understand better, I guess.
Okay.
Well, I tell Manguyak, Alatman, Temane, Agmaka, Tamata, and Kishimutemo Kiume. Now we are like Pinya. Makpari nga ra. Asi makpari kahalo na halakanit pahalo nga. Makparat wamno kaya nga ra tsunumin. Petfob ko takpili nga nunagiblo ko kanakumin niya itkat. Tapsumi nga kikusya ka nga ra. Asi kikusya, tapsumi nga kikusya ka kahalo nga. Kapsini, ukiruni, tainna, islunga, makpakat, wamnut kadigitsut, takpihirumuna. Tamnago, nuna, petpuam, wamnut, kaitka, pikitskubulu. Asi makpakat, kain mata, nunnekirit, ulangarit katakanunga, tamna, pijiminangamagaan. Asi tapsumunga pende kahalunga piyumunak si magap ko tainay tislunok kilik katikok tamat ko nalunayak tik nunanik ubogok
nakpuk lep nunak pole pamma dapakot cheyane aitpuk dapakot cheya kaptiku tamna nawyalik mik atakaktuak ekalung neavik tuttun neavik kulugura takpane kelurinya rangani makaibuluni tabulunga kulugura amun suli tamana kunga anisanga buluni tatchimun takpikunga kamnuk napakot cheya kamnuk Tap kalu na pakutiro at takpikong akapta na pakutiro akapta. Tam na nuna kinyakipot sa lumbak sa upiata ko ni, sa lumbak sa ngulak at kuna ko ni. Sumilakatutut amingit panakaluktat. Sumilakatutut sa amingit panakaluktat. Sumilaka makparat ikkaktat tupiktuwit. Tayin na natingin makparakluit awlat kaluanuit ikkaktat. Tap rumina kinyak tu tap kolo napakot cijak tuat napakot cijak tuat tap kuag maruk tanak pekatigiram nuk ukalaw tigan nga ubuaw na kanakulu tam na nuna nunan nagtari na nuna salumanya anak tiw ubuaw na indatong salumay sige mo ba nuna at kunakuni takpikong akapta iglo na paning ang miyok Tam na inyum igloa tabulani. Asi napakot sa ikpot. Ukalaw ti katap ko takpikan ni ukakalwa kapta. Pakinakumigan nga ubatam na iglo na parwak. Sunyak piw, piksin niyak piw, nutin niyak piw. Sumalalak kalwa kama ukalaw ti ikka. Inyupi akatima suna Mani napani ngalangat ubanga inyupi akatima sumaluk saksalo utam na inyuk tapos yung mga napailak sa samali ibigaw magikamew ang unia kaninga tapulunga igluming napailak asi ikalung unia kaninga kanok isyong matigibiyo ikalung unia kaninga isyong matigibiyo magigasulay ikaluin magwa nutkangangit chut kung may iglak chut atadamit Inyup taf rumah kandut kubrak tolong me taburan e ikalui kotu yuminyai kata mana ikalui ke iglek tut. Penyakit dah kotu kalu makuna tut penyakit tut kubit isin mulu anin mulu ikalui ke iglek tut. Tamna inyup taburan nga anit kalu aku nunai kamne sebab sangat sulit baknya kemegiga iglune napauraning dia kanga anggebel kata mekalu go nutak sin mego meu cumut Nun niyong ay niyok tam na inyok ng payluak tap suminga isumabulunga utkutikin na niya ka iglo ni tam na. Asi yung kadalaw tiki ka. Ilak siyagat kup siyong ni tam na inyok ubanga angalat kup ko nun niyong nikto ang tap suminga ubanga angalat kup ko siko yung minyat kup siyong ikluhas kaay ka. Aglano ba umenga ukadalaw tisuk tika. Takpikan niya awlang agubit. Salum malu, uninjau ko abata, suaklu itu temat ko ilmit, temat ko ikhak tatin, begira tilde, siaklek salu paja alugit, salum malu alugu, pigup ko, kujangik pangnya aja, asih temat ko awlanga betain nacit, sembata afruman upinahame, first last part julai tak pangak tau, iklimik nampai dunugulo. Salum masalah ni keluar takpuk. Sebab sak angin belum ni, sekarang tak pangmik sekarang tak kengal nane. Suak lu kaji tak penyang amin dah tu nane. Isu mati keluar amin dah sulai ikip kalui ilu kata amna suak lu kubik. Omong asamba ilu pangmik. Tapi nato takik hak tu kune. Tapi nato silik lang asamba. Aming ngulap kahon itabong ang sukuluk, suakloy katitat, nakakloy tuntut. Tamaani, tukutat hinat, ukeo mo tukutat, ilak sigalo ka nagit, tamaong nga tayo na panakluk tilaan at upinakami. At kung nakon na sa lumbak sa uluk, at si Sule, ukalaw timigi katam na, nagpikan ni inyuruak, ikalikiruak. Kung mun ununga, suakloyamik ang tablanit kumit ikkanyak, Ikaluit apkutan nun. patikanik kaluanik ukusigawak kaluanik tamat ko ni nga pinyadutawin yung minaktuanik ikalong nun iglak pada taon nga ikkainak aglano ba ikkaibiksak pulik ka nalunayaki ka tayo kasugurak tayo kanisugurak sa mga siksibdugo iglunin takpikwakak tayo kamnuk ingilakaan takpikan na ukiyak si kamnuk tututablo nga tikiyatsuro nga tiko abungak tulad kit katapuran itututsalay ay kama asik pakilak takpawa kama tututaba taba ni tuwaro kain mukto kalua kaklo dek tao tutsa kami nais na kami lo tuwaklok suknimik utin mun awlaki laktut asik ikaluin mako apangit kalua tututag lahat tapura kisimik tap ko tapura pinaduta tuwaro bigat ini una salumaruk suatilanga ikalikibit inyong atok niya ako meyong, inabigin niya ako meyong, inyong mit apaksok-tuak sa itok, tapos mga ono nilo amit, nakimit isumalog lune, pigume, kubulak to kuminaktok, tagpikan nilo ba nga nung nagit kam ni, apaksok sa itok ba nga, aglan, tamat ko ni nga ikayangisin niya ako ni, kung mo, patakinig nilo, ukusigaw na nilo, sule awlang abenye tam na unit sa meo sumon iki katil la lugi iki pa lugi iki na menyak pata asi bata ko ko swak to iki sumati ga lok tat ka katil tatak pikane kasle me kubara lugi iki pa lugi iki sumati ga lok tat ka ule sule unanga usia aninga tinguti ka honuk usia aninga sule isumagi aksi mezugo kasle makisuruak tak pikung ani ani nga piura mat sule pichung itugo pamakan ologo annek sa kuna minyak patak pikane tam na nuna gisi masuk kalu aktunga kanolo an